corporate homie.
Networking as an introvert.
Put on something that you think you look good in.
Find an event buddy.
Go forth, fly, little birdie.
I knew I didn't want to come to this thing anyway.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie.
Burnout or I hate my job.
Every day was just the day from hell.
What does success look like?
What is it that you hate? What's up, homies?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Whoop whoop.
So today we are talking about burnout. Got me working day and night, and I'll be working. I got a commitment. Or I hate my job.
And not us, because we know that people in our organizations listen. We don't hate
our jobs.
Our
jobs, right? We love our jobs, right? But I saw a statistic when I was preparing for this episode that said 50% of Americans are burned out and hate their jobs, or so are suffering from burnout. And I think we know that because we always see on social media the Sunday night dread.
Not just that, but, you know, this has been something that Demetra and I have been talking about. There's so many people that we personally know that every day was just the day from hell. It was a day. It was overwhelming. It sucked. There was no saving grace to the day. And, you know, we had, between knowing folks like that, and we've had some homies ask us for this topic, we were looking forward to recording this episode.
Yeah, I mean, and I was going to say, before we get into the advice, I wanted to say, if you're like, am I suffering from burnout, or do I hate my job? There's kind of three things you have to have two out of the three things that sort of indicate that you are suffering from burnout or hate your job. The first thing is sort of what we were just talking about. You're exhausted. Like, literally the day
wipes you out.
Your tank is completely empty when you get off of work. The second thing that sort of indicates burnout is a heightened sense of cynicism. All of a sudden, you don't think anything can actually get done at work. You don't believe that we can implement any of these projects. You're not even sure why these are the metrics that we're graded by, or the barometers to being used. You just don't get it anymore. You're not a believer. And then the third thing is a loss of personal efficacy. Like, you actually are not even sure you can do the job. Like, all of a sudden you're like, am I even the right person to be here doing this job? Should I be a teacher? Should I be a lawyer? Should I be a banker? Am I really wanting to be in sales anymore? Why am I an accountant? And so they say you don't have to have all three, but if you have two or three, you're probably suffering from this burnout.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, a lot of negative things can happen when you're burnt out in your job and you're not, like, actively managing that, which is why this episode is so very important. So, you know, go ahead.
So I was going to say, just, I think that burnout is occurring a lot more frequently than it did, like, with our parents. Because I feel like the generations before us weren't so unhappy at work, weren't so burned out. I'd be curious to see what you think. My opinion is we're all so burned out because we work all the time. I speak for myself in that I was the first generation of lawyers at the firm that were issued Blackberries from the day I started. So no one ahead of us has had a practice where their entire practice they've been on the whole time. And so the thing about having these devices is while they allow you to connect and to do things, they also keep you from being off from work. And so while people talk about working hard before, they actually got to leave work leave the work there at some point and go home, and we no longer have that in society anymore.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And I actually read an article that said that, like, Americans in particular, Westerners in particular, don't actually take vacation. Like, yes, we're away from the office, but, and let me say this, I am so guilty of it. I kind of have a understanding that if I take the day off, that I'm still going to work. I'm at least get on a conference call or let my office bug me. I'm trying to become better about if I'm actually on vacation, where I'm taking 4 or 5 days and I'm out of the country, that I make people respect that. And so it, you don't have vacation. The reason why we have vacation is you're supposed to be able to recharge. So if you're working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there's not an opportunity to recharge. And it's also why the Sunday dread is there, because you didn't really get off on Saturday and Sunday. Because I'll raise my hand right now, as we're recording this on Sunday morning, I looked at my business email before we started recording the podcast and responded to like 5 messages. And we'll normally do that on a Sunday when I get out of church or whatever. So I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so you're mentally never.
So change
off,
is bad, right?
Right. So that change, right, and it is what's causing people to like literally hate their jobs because they are working them all the time.
I think it's also why, and then I want to get into the core of the episode, why you see millennials saying, "I don't want to be a partner." And this is happening in every industry. They're like, I have a good friend. He's a dentist. And he has 3 older dentists that are the partners that own the company. And he's like, I don't want to own the company. I don't want to do what you do. I don't want to be on. I want to come in here and do my job and do it well. And then I'm off to go, you know, because the millennials are all about work-life balance, right? And I'm off to go taste wine and surf or whatever it is they do. They're like, that's what y'all want. They don't want to own houses. They're like, because I want to quit this job if I don't like it, right? Like, I don't want no mortgage.
Which takes me into my first point, which is, you know, and I'm all about this Cardi B Chance right now. You got to live your best life, right? And so the first thing you have to do when you are hating your job or burned out, because I think they're kind of synonymous, is define success for yourself. What does your best life look like? And I think that you're right, Bimitra. We are really understanding that, like, that is a personal decision. And I think I'm even coming to that for myself, in that I am at a state where I'm constantly redefining what is my best life, what does success look like, and it is not always so linear.
Right, and that's a big change in our society. My first tip about, you know, how to manage burnout or hating your job is, what is it that you hate? Do you hate the company? Do you hate your boss? Do you hate the career? So in other words, if you hate being a corporate lawyer, changing firms is not going to satisfy your burnout because you're just going to a different law firm. So you may have to address the fact that I don't want to be a corporate lawyer anymore. If you hate your boss and you feel like you guys don't have good working styles, that might can get fixed by getting transferred, getting on a different team, going to a different department, because you might say, I love the culture of XYZ organization, and I've worked here for 10 years, and it was great until I got this person as a boss. So y'all don't really dislike the organization. So I think you've got to decide, what is it that you're burnt out or that you hate of? Is it the company? Is it the boss? Is it the actual career itself?
No, I think that's a really good point. Yeah, that's a great point. Like, what is it that you hate? Yeah, what is it? I think that's a great point.
So, okay, my second tip, which is going to sound really simple, is you got to rant and rave and acknowledge how much you hate it, but you can't do that at work. That's what your family and your confidants are for. And to your point about the heightened sense of cynicism, I find that people who are burnt out, they try to get everybody else to get on board with how crappy everything is, and that's not the right thing to do at work. That is not the way to get to change your situation. I mean, it is if you want to get terminated.
Well, or if you're ready to go, right? So, or if you're ready to leave.
But sometimes you're ready to leave, but you can't leave at that moment, and I don't think ranting and raving is the way to do that.
Right. No, I agree. But I think, like you said, once you identify that you actually do hate your job, you really need to be thinking about, okay, and I think this is the way all of our advice works, is now that you have identified that you hate your job or you hate your boss or you hate the organization. Now, what are you going to do about it? And like you said, right, sitting around and just having the unhappy. I do think there's something productive about the unhappy hour, but it shouldn't be with your coworkers, right? Like you said, you got to get your loving at home. That's for people outside. I completely agree with you on that. And so, like, my next tip is, once you sort of have that, you have to decide, like, well, am I just wanting a job? Am I trying to live in some calling? Like, what is it that I'm actually trying to get out of the thing that generates revenue for my life? Because I think that's what happens to people, is they think they want to work a job. They get a job. The job is exactly what they signed up for. And then it turns out they don't want a job. They want a calling. They want to do something meaningful. They want to make a difference in the world. And sometimes those things do not necessarily line up with what they've chosen.
Right, that's a great point, which is why 50% of Americans are unhappy, because they haven't taken the time to see what their calling would be. I remember somebody told me this when I was 22 years old, and I think it's why I've never had a job that I absolutely hated. I've worked places where I'm like, it's time to go. My time here is exhausted, but I've never hated my job. And it's because I did ask myself this at 22, and I try to ask myself this at least once a year. If all jobs paid the same amount of money, what would you do for a living? And if you can answer that, then you get into that kind of calling space. That's a topic for a different time. You're here, you hate your job. You have to next tip is, remind yourself that it's not permanent, and start working your plan. And so if you're working a plan, it's not permanent. If you're just sitting there.
Right, because you're trying you're getting a strategy.
And that can be empowering,
right? Hate.
Like, I'm interviewing, I'm putting feelers out, I'm trying to go back to school, whatever it is. So this is not permanent for me. I'm going to be gone soon.
Right. I'm going up yonder, you're going to look for me, and I'm going to be gone, right?
Right. So I would say, but that only works if you're actually working your plan. But there's something empowering when you're in a miserable situation, knowing that there is an end date.
You're taking steps to get out. Yeah, I think that's a great point. My next one is, you're not your work. I think a lot of times people hate their jobs because they are defining themselves by what they do. And if you start, and we'll have an episode more on like work-life balance, but if you start to think of yourself as a whole and complete person who is layered and complicated and has more to you besides just what do you do, then you might be able to get fulfillment in other areas that will make this job not be so miserable. Because most of us, at least I do, I only work because I need money. I am not a corporate lawyer because I think that is, you know, some genuine calling on my life that I would do if it did not pay a salary. That's not the kind of work that I do. So I have other things that fulfill that for me. I am more than my work.
So that's essentially what dovetails nicely, which was, I was going to say, schedule me time to do things that you enjoy, but it's basically feeding into exactly what you're saying, that the career is just a portion of who you are as a person. But I think especially when you are miserable at your job, you have got to find joy outside of work. And so that means that maybe you need to play more golf or volunteer more or go visit family or join a gardening club.
Work one day from home a week, or every other day. I mean, every other week you get to work.
You
got to
find
home.
Some joy.
Something like that.
You got to find yourself some joy.
My next tip is, stop listening to other people. And that might include parents. That might include mentors. Or sponsors, because of what you were talking about. Sometimes the reason why we hate our job is we have started to model ourselves after people that it turns out we don't share the same values with them. And so you've set this career up because people will say things like that to you, like, well, I don't know why you don't like your job. I mean, you're a lawyer, for God's sake. So now that person is saying to you, in their value system, being a lawyer is enough for you to be happy with your job. Or you hear people say, if I made $100,000, I don't care what they pay me to do, I'd be happy. So now that person's value system is money. So you, again, if you're listening to these people, and they might have been, it's what we always talk about on our episodes, you can change. It could be that person's, you know, mentorship or sponsorship was of critical importance to you, but now you've hit a certain level that you're not trying to go that trajectory anymore, and you can't listen to their advice.
It's so important, and that's such a great point. I have changed careers a couple of times, and each time people have a lot to say about it, you know, and most of it not positive. And it's like, well, I don't understand why you want to do that, and I wouldn't take a job paying less money, blah, blah, blah. I remember when I was getting out of business school and was making a lot less money than I had been making in sales, but I didn't want to be in sales for the rest of my life, selling networks at AT&T. It just wasn't fulfilling. I didn't like it, and I realized then money was not my value system, and I had to, like, really go a lot inward and not let that noise permeate. So I definitely agree with that. I would say kind of a tangible day-to-day thing you can do, schedule some fun for yourself throughout the day, throughout the work day. So, like, for example, I live in Tampa. It's beautiful this time of year. Eat your lunch outside on the Riverwalk while you listen to music, or take a walk outside and enjoy, you know, don't eat at your desk, right? Like, go get on the ESPN app during your break and check on your favorite team and see who they're going to draft. Whatever, add some small snippets of fun throughout the business day to carry you through.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I think that's so true. You find little ways to put joy back into your day. My practical tip is put your phone down. If we said at the top of the episode, we are so all plugged in that some of that is what's making us miserable. And just a little bit of unplugging each day might help you have less burnout. I've told this story before. I'll tell it again. When I was a very young associate, I never unplugged. I mean, I took my phone with me everywhere. I mean, I can remember sleeping with the phone right next to me when I was on deals. Like, you know, an email might come through in the middle of the night. I need to respond. It was just ridiculous. And I read an article, and it was when I think Obama had just been elected, and it was an article either in Vanity or Cosmo or something. It was like women in the White House, and they all started talking about how they don't take their phones into the gym, and they don't take their phones into the bedroom, and they don't. And I remember
they work thinking, at the White House. What am I doing? I'm not running the country.
They run the country.
I'm not reporting the news.
And they're. That's why. And they're finding ways to unplug. And so cut it out, Demetra. You can find ways to unplug. And so I put on this new app on my phone. I just put it on in 2018. And it's called, I think it's called Moments or In the Moment or something like that. And it basically tells me how long I've been on my phone each day. So it literally is like, you've been on your phone an hour and 51 minutes today. You've been on your phone 3 hours. And so you can even set parameters for yourself. I don't want to be on the phone more than 3 hours. And so it encourages me when I see that sometimes, like, I've been on the phone 4 hours. Put this phone down.
That's awesome. I got to get that app for myself, because I think I saw something one time that said people pick their phones up like 100 times an hour, like something crazy, you know. My next tip is switch your perspective. Okay, so you're here. You hate your job. Tell yourself, again, because it's temporary, I'm here to get some skills until I can get out of here. This is no longer about the job. This is about me and the skills that I'm going to gain. And think of it that way, the skills I'm honing. And I know that sounds a little silly, but if you think of it as I'm getting these skills for my next job, it can help with your perspective. It's what we say as military people. We only like two places.
My next assignment. Where I used to be stationed. And where we're going.
Damn this place right now.
Right. That's why. Right. And so my last tip is just forgive yourself for having the burnout. Just grace yourself for having the burnout. Like I said, this again sometimes gets into like the listening to other people. People make you feel like, you know, how dare you be burned out? How dare you have that good job and not like it? And like, it's okay to say, I worked really hard to get here and I don't like this. And I want to do something else. And I'm sorry that makes other people not understand it, but I understand it, and I'm gonna forgive myself for the fact that I went to cosmetology school for 3 years and now I don't want to do hair. Or I said I wanted to be a national sales director, but now that I manage 50 people, I don't want to be in management. It turns out I don't want to manage anybody. That's okay. It's okay. Grace yourself.
And my last, I love that. And my last tip is get you a plan to get away. Why? Like, because what?
How you getting out?
Whatever it is that you hate is not, they're not going to change. So you've got to change. And so none of these tips matter or make any sense if you still plan on working there a year from now. Now I can remember, I was burnt out at my previous job, and I was talking to Demetra, and I was so upset, and I was sitting out on my balcony, and I told her, I tell you one thing, I'm not going to be here for our birthday next year. I'm going to be gone. And that's when I got myself a plan, and I said, this is crazy. Like, because what I wasn't going to be is somebody that was emotionally exhausted every day, coming home, taking naps, talking about I hate my job. Like, I wasn't going to be that person, and I hated the way I felt, just miserable all the time. And I'm like, I'm not about this life.
And you're not fun to be around when you're miserable like that. Like, here's a little tidbit. This one is free for the homies. Put your finger up. You can have this one for free. When you're burned out and you hate your job, you're typically making all your loved ones miserable. Well, because you're generally a unhappy person, because we spend so much time at work that when you hate work, it generally makes you an unhappy person.
And, you know, all of that. So hopefully you guys have found this episode to be helpful for those homies that are burnt out as they're listening. Hope you feel empowered to get yourself a game plan, and so that you won't be in this situation in the near future. As always, we always appreciate your listening. If you have any other topics or feedback on this particular topic, please feel free to send us an email at questions@corporatehomie.com. If you'd like for us to come and speak at your organization or individual, you know, consultation, what have you, can reach us at info@corporatehomie.com.
Right. If you just want to stay social with us, you can find us on all the social media platforms. We're at Corporate Homie, HOMIE. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
The All of You Get You a Twin. Get you another homie.